Hello and welcome to Dive In with Aimé, a program by the Fondation Aimé, where we discuss the benefits of music in all different languages of the country. Thank you to Radio ARA for giving us the opportunity to highlight the various advantages of music on their airwaves. Today, we are joined by Attila and André, two talented violinists from the Luxembourg Philharmonic. Beyond their concert performances, they collaborate with Fondation Aimé on a range of projects, including performing in institutions and participating in one of our major initiatives with the Villa Vauban Meet Me at the Museum. This project offers guided tours for elderly people, combining art and live music. Together with Lucy Majeros, who curates the tours by selecting specific paintings, Attila and André carefully choose music that complements the theme of the exhibition. This year's theme, Ola Baguette, centered around French paintings, and so they performed French music. Brian Ramos is guiding the tours with the support of the musicians this year. At the end of those tours, participants had the unique opportunity to try conducting Attila and André, creating a truly interactive and memorable experience. Hello, Attila and André. It's wonderful to have you with us today.
Hello, Christine.
Hello.
Let's dive into our first segment, the sound check-in. We asked all our guests about their current favorite music. This could be an orchestra, a band, a musician, or a genre. And to illustrate it with a song that we then play for our listeners. What's your music of the moment?
If I may start, I have two musics at the moment. Mm-hmm. I'm just assisted a fantastic concert of Dream Theater in Rocha, which is a world famous progressive metal band. they are writing incredibly complicated music, and they are probably the best musicians of their area. And if I have to pick out one song, it would be the Octavarium, but it's almost 24 minutes long. So I don't know if you can play the whole stuff, but I will guide you which part.
Okay, yeah, you have to tell me exactly which part.
And for classical music, I mean in back to Verdi's Falstaff, which I find an absolutely amazing and fantastic music. One of the best was ever written in the history of classical music. And then I would recommend probably Claudio Abbado's recording with Brian Terfel.
Mm. Nice. And do you listen to this kind of music in a special moment or just...?
No, actually, I'm listening music at home quite a lot. Mm-hmm. We are not, you know, the same. There are musicians who, when they go home after a very busy day in the Philharmonic, the last thing they want to do to listen to some more music, but I can listen to any kind of music at almost any moment of the day, so
that's
maybe
great.
I'm the exception, I don't know.
Okay, well, thank you. And you, André?
For me at the moment, my classical music hero composer is Mahler. Mm-hmm. And for... yeah, not classical. It would be Okeanels, it's Ukrainian rock band. They are heroes, my heroes, maybe from my teenage. And yeah, I visited live, maybe, I don't know, 10 concerts, maybe more, even in Europe, when were coming to Köln. And yeah, they're cool.
Okay, nice. Yeah, so it's not all about classical music.
Yeah.
It's good. Now, in our segment, Benefits of Music, we want to dive deeper into your work in collaboration with Fondation Aimé. You both perform concerts in institutions for people who might not otherwise have access to live music. Can you tell us about some of the most memorable experiences you've had during those performances?
I think generally we can say that it's a very enriching and emotionally very strong thing to perform in hospitals, in elderly homes. Sometimes for people who will die in a few weeks, for very ill children. So it's obvious that it's not a unidirectional street. We try to give them some beautiful moments of the music, and we get back all these emotions. We can read on their faces, or just you can sense these vibes in the room where we play.
Yes, it was many different experiences by emotions. Yeah, hospice. Home, it was one of the deep and emotional experience. And also, yes, Kanner Clinic, mm-hmm. psychiatry. And when you feel that you can, give some good emotions, and people really, come in after the concert and say, thank you, you really changed our day, it works a lot for us.
Sometimes there are, of course, funny moments, too. An older guy asked us if we can play some Albanian folk music. Sorry, that we probably can't.
Maybe not.
So it has a big impact on you as well. So it's not only that you impact them, but it goes both ways, like you said.
Yes,
yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you can also grant the wishes when they ask for music that you do know. A
few times, yes.
Few times, yes. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, we try to make a program which you change a bit constantly. That is so many music from so many countries, really different style, different periods. Then we try to have a program which, of course, not only entertains people, but gives them some maybe new experiences, because if you play a few music, you can't really hear somewhere else, or on the contrary, sometimes we have to, for whatever reason, we can come back maybe to this topic when we speak about Meet Me, mm-hmm. In the museum project, where you have to choose a music to a very specific mm-hmm. thing, like a painting. Then you have to arrange the chosen music for two violins, which is not always an easy task.
Yeah, actually, Meet Me, the museum, it gave us a possibility to make our repertoire much larger and bigger. And sometimes we have to make arrangements. Not easy one, like this edition, we make Debussy, Prelude, and for two violins, it's...
And you wrote them yourselves?
So. Yes.
Okay, yeah.
So it's about Prelude à la Première d'Enfant, which is a very well-known piece. Of course, it begins with this famous flute solo, probably the most famous flute solo of all time, which now we have to play on the violin, plus somehow find a way. And it's mostly Andre's work, find a way to represent the whole orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Harp and, strings.
Yeah, so maybe we can move on to the project Meet Me at the Museum then. So to explain to our listeners more how this process starts. Like, first you go to the Villa Vauban and you take a look at the paintings that were chosen before you speak about the music, no?
That is true. And then we start immediately thinking, talking about what do you think about that? You think would this be good? And then we discuss, of course, a lot of different possibilities. And then we come up with maybe several pieces, and then we decide which one. As I said, we should always look into a bit more deeply what is more easily arrangeable for two violins or doable at all. So sometimes you say, okay, that is impossible, or sometimes we make the impossible possible.
That's good. It stays a challenge to the project.
Yeah, sometimes it's so clear which music works for this picture. It's like no idea, you know? And time to time, it's like, okay, what shall we, what do you think?
And do you think already there about the audience as well? Like, like a song that they will recognize, or do you really just base it on the paintings?
I mean, I don't think we think about people if they can recognize it or not. Of course, we can choose some well-known music, it's the better. More well-known the music is, it's easier to connect. But sometimes we just have to stick to something. There are very obvious choices. For example, in this edition, there are two pictures about a sinking ship on the stormy ocean. And then we looked at each other and said, yes, so the last movement of the summer, the storm of Vivaldi's Four Seasons. But sometimes it's not so obvious, it's not so straightforward.
And the last picture, Pont d'Avignon, also it was, very clear.
Mm-hmm. As the Pont d'Avignon, I mean, it's the easiest thing to do, to play the song. So the Pont d'Avignon, people sing with us.
And then conduct.
And in the end, this is the piece they can conduct.
Ah, nice, nice. So how has the feedback been from the elderly participants this edition?
I think every edition is a huge success.
The reaction of people differs time to time. That's what makes all these concerts or visits so memorable, that there are no two times when it's exactly the same, even though we present the same paintings and we play the same music. But people are in different state of health, state of mind. They can move, they are in a wheelchair. It's very different. Sometimes they are very, hardly movable, or we can get them out very difficultly from their sorrow or the state of mind of the moment. Sometimes we succeed, sometimes not. It depends. Also, their participation.
Yeah. Tell us more about the interactive part this year.
Yeah, it's interesting because not everyone wants to conduct at the end,
Okay.
I thought, because we have four baguettes, four conducting sticks, and sometimes only two people from, 15 wants to conduct. But once they start to conduct, it's difficult to stop for them. We really have to say, okay, it's done.
Actually, I didn't only mean that direct participation, but interactions during when we play the music, when the pictures are presented by Lucy or now Brian, and also maybe we have to say that we move from room to room, so we don't have all the paintings in one room. So in this edition we have three different rooms, so we have to move the people. It's not always easy, but it's well organized, well prepared. They put chairs in the first room, then there are people helping them to move the chairs, to move them with wheelchairs to another room. can they get close enough to the paintings? It depends on how many they are, how many vultures there are. So sometimes I ask myself if they can see, I don't know, 20 picture from 10 meters. But in the end, it's the whole experience that counts.
Yeah, I also think it's like the atmosphere that you get there, and even if you don't see all the paintings in detail, it's just this feeling and this experience to be there, though, that makes it already really good. Yeah. So, in your opinion, what are the most important benefits of music in those kinds of projects?
I think it's a bit the same for any time you hear music, because music can heal, music can bring up old emotions, old stories from your life, can make a lot of associations, and we don't know actually what exactly happens to people we play the music for. But we don't have to know everything about this. We also play the same music, but we don't play it the same way every time, of course.
Especially Debussy, every time it's new music, because harmonies change. Sometimes I would choose different voices.
Okay, and do you play more happy tunes, would you say, there, or like?
Not necessarily. I mean, for the museum project, the goal really is to choose a music which goes well with the painting question. So, mm-hmm. in the end, that goes above anything else. Then, if it can give something more, okay. Let's say, for example, there is a. Okay, actually, there isn't. This picture isn't there anymore. Anyway, we mm-hmm. chose Bach's Air from the D major orchestra suite, which is an incredibly well-known music. Everybody knows this. Mm-hmm. And the main topic of this room was Paradise on Earth. And we could have chosen almost any music of Bach to represent Paradise, but I think this is a moment when we could really go, okay, let's do this. Everyone knows it. It's beautiful music. It goes well with the painting. So we play that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I understand. Yeah. And what are sometimes some challenges or rewards of bringing music into these non-traditional settings?
Yes, there is one particular thing in Villa Vauban, which can give a lot of funny moments, actually. They have this surveillance system. If you go too close to a picture, there is an alarm, a quite loud alarm, which goes on. And every other time, they try to explain to the visitors that please don't go too close to the paintings, but people are curious, they want to see some detail more closely, and then so it's but it's part of the I wouldn't say job, it's not so not a nice word for this, but it's part of these guided visits that.
Because that happened when you were playing.
It happens every time, yes. Okay. Yes, but and we shouldn't be disturbed by that, because, you know, it's not their fault, actually. It's not like someone wants to ruin our playing on purpose. So. Mm-hmm.
Yes, first few editions we made these mistakes as well, no?
Yes. actually.
We were too close to picture, but now we're already professional. We know how to avoid all this signalization. So.
Yeah. I mean, you are both so playing for the Philharmonic Orchestra, which is a very different setting, I'd say now. But you do, like, when did you even start with Fondation Aimé? It's been already a long time since you are collaborating a lot with us now.
I think we started exactly at Corona time.
Okay.
And first few concerts, with Attila. Attila had experience before, obviously.
I don't even remember. I mean, that was the time we got together with Andriy and we formed this duo. A plus A.
And it was not allowed to go inside the hospital or retirement houses. And we were outside, we were on the street, and people were coming on the balconies to listen to us. It was, and we played 15 minutes in every corner, and then we got applauses from the balconies. Yeah, that was one of the first concerts for us, for our duo.
Mm. So, and what was your main motivation to start doing that?
It's always nice to bring music, first of all, and second of all, that time we were really didn't have much work. We were staying at home, and it was fantastic to go out, to create something, and to share this moment. Because at that time, I don't think many people had access to listen live classical music. I think it was something really special.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Maybe more generally speaking, this is another kind of way playing music. In the orchestra, we play in a group as tutti players. This is an opportunity for us to play different kind of pieces, a very large repertory, and also just the fact that actually we hear what we are doing. Oh, it's a very exaggerated way to put it.
And we can decide the repertoire, we can decide tempo, we can decide, many things. It's our project, and it's great to have it.
That's cool. Yeah, well, then something good was born out of this COVID crisis.
Yes, and
somehow.
And we participated as well for educational department, our duo, and we played in other locations like galleries. Yeah, so not our duo is getting more and more famous day by day.
That's nice. So we're reaching already the end of this episode, and we always like to finish with a recommendation. Do you have any recommendations for our listeners related to music, art, or a unique combination of the two, like your visits in the Villa Vauban? Something to see, listen, or to read?
I would say listen any kind of music anytime you want. It's always one of the most beautiful things on earth to listening to music. On the other hand, I already made a few recommendations of listening. We've been lately in Spain on a tour, and we visited the Prado Museum with Andriy. And one of the paintings of Fra Angelico, The Annunciation, made probably the greatest impact on me in this whole huge museum, with these incredible colors and the way how Fra Angelico captured this moment. It's just incredible. But you have to be able to see it.
In life,
In life, the real painting. Yeah. I tried to find a picture to show afterward on the internet. No photo can
Yeah, that's what I wanted to add, that listen any music, and if you have possibility, listen it live.
Mm-hmm.
Because any good speakers can't give you impression as a live performance.
It has a different
so
impact.
So come to Philharmonie, come to Villa Vauban. We'll be very happy to see everyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us today and for sharing your inspiring work. Bravo for your dedication and creativity in making music accessible. Thank you to all our listeners for tuning in. Dive In with Aimé is a program by Fondation Aimé, supported by the Fondation André Loche. Thank you to Radio Ara for allowing us to broadcast this show and supporting us in the adventure. And thank you to Taipan for this beautiful jingle. You can re-listen to Dive In with Aimé on all the streaming platforms and once a month on Radio Ara, starting from November 19th. See you soon!